Good evening and welcome to Release Your Wings. Now we're in a special series called Experiencing God. This is a really fascinating experience for me, and I am happy to share Shireen Chadha with you tonight. Hi, Shireen.
Lovely to be here.
I'm glad you are here. I don't know where we'd go without you. And I'm glad to be here with you. I'm Dan Bagley, and we're talking about experiencing God as an ocean of bliss. It's really a cool topic. Because this bliss thing, talk to me about how it feels. What is bliss as the BKs use it?
Bliss really here is slightly different from happiness,
mm-hmm.
in that bliss is this very stable ecstasy. There are no highs and there are no lows. This is just the complete spiritual joy. It's a joy beyond the senses.
So bliss can be maintained throughout the day. It is not a peak experience as we're using it here. Got it. And to say what does it feel like seems a little bit strange because you say it feels
blissful.
Right. But give me a little bit more on that. Is it a feeling of equanimity, of everything's okay? Is it tranquility? Is alertness?
Actually, you know, this morning I told myself I am going to experience bliss.
Uh-huh.
And God is the ocean of bliss before I talk about it, because it won't be authentic
if I
come here and talk about it and I can't experience it. And this whole morning there was this feeling of just such, you know, all's well with the world, and I was so happy. Not happy is the wrong term, but there was just this state of, it's all right, everything is good, I'm feeling totally blissed out, I am feeling this just very stable kind of joy inside that wasn't going up or down with anything, and nothing external was bothering me.
I'm hearing almost an intentionality to say to yourself, let me feel this. I know I can. Let me tune into that energy of sorts.
Right,
let me be that person.
Right.
So I would imagine that that's, I'm not certain that we have to always say, okay, now I'm going to be blissful today. But it's
maybe,
not bad to remind yourself.
Yes, and also to remind ourselves that it's our innate nature.
Aha. So it's not some special gift that God gave just Shireen. It's available to everybody. It could be. Because you're that special. I'm suspecting that that's not your belief.
Everyone is equally special. I was just kidding.
Yeah. But it does feel, when we're in that state, it does feel
very special, that you're very special.
Which is a nice paradox.
Yes, I felt like I was being blessed by God.
Uh-huh.
And that's why that feeling of bliss was coming, because I was being blessed by God.
I like it. One of the things that the BKs say relating to the ocean of bliss is you feel that balance between love and power. Talk to me
about
that.
Yes, I really feel that there are three words that go in order.
Yeah.
Balance, blessings, and bliss.
Balance, blessings, and
bliss. And for me, when I think of God and mm-hmm. why He's the ocean of bliss, I think because He has perfect balance of certain qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And not negative quality balance, not a negative quality balance with a positive quality balance. No. He's a perfect balance between love and power. He has perfect balance between loving and detached.
Uh-huh.
He has perfect balance with being disinterested and having sweetness and interest in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so He has all of those, that perfect balance, and that's why He's able to be blissful all the time.
So applying that to us as being children of God of sorts, of being, what was your term in another thing? It wasn't mini-me, but it made
junior.
Me... Junior.
Junior oceans of bliss.
Yeah, a junior ocean of bliss in this. It's nice to know that we can access this, including the detachment that one has while still working to achieve something or to do something.
Yes, yes. You know, it's interesting how I really feel He's extremely loving
mm-hmm.
and extremely detached. That means for me is that His love is unending, that He's always there, He's giving respect, He's accepting, He's being generous, He's making me feeling belonged.
No matter what you do.
What I do. But also He's very detached from what I do, the mood swings I have,
uh-huh.
you know, all of those things. He's very, very detached from the outcome of my own karmas, my own creation. He's very detached from that.
Because I'm not putting words in God's mouth, of course, but because that's what you need to go through to experience what you need to experience.
Exactly. And also, but that's his original nature. Bliss is his original nature. And so he's able to be blissful because of that balance.
Got it. So how do BKs increase their ability to receive the blessing of bliss? Is there are there strategies, or there ways you go about it, or their beliefs?
I feel all of us, not just BKs, I feel it's universally, we would need to do a few things. Mm-hmm. And I feel we have to use our time right. We can't waste it. We have to use our thoughts right. Mm-hmm. We have to use our words, our actions, and we have to use it in service.
Always in service.
Always in service, but there has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
A balance of service for the self, like a meditation, and service for others.
I see. So would the BKs say it's more blessed to give than receive?
Yes, but depending on what.
Uh-huh.
If, you know, if I'm receiving from God, in the giving there is the receiving.
Uh-huh.
And so yes, when we say we are giving, really we are not really giving, we are receiving.
So the enjoyment of giving and the of being of service is, which would also, I always feel that they're equally good, because it's like it's more blessed to exhale than inhale. If you don't receive and give in some sort of proportion, this is mine, not the big case, if you're not balanced in that, then perhaps you're going out of balance on
right,
something.
Right. Especially in if I'm not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Like in meditation, I'm nurturing myself.
Yes.
And when I'm serving others, I'm nurturing others mm-hmm. also. But I have to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be out of... Yes, I run out and I'll be out of balance.
Yeah. Good. The... How do you avoid losing that bliss when you're in negative circumstances around
negative
people?
It's a good question. Good question, Dan. Mm-hmm. Because what I've noticed is every time I've experienced bliss, mm-hmm. I come in contact with people and then I lose it. And then I realized why I was losing it.
Uh-huh.
Is I was getting into people's defects and their weaknesses and why they're saying this and why they're not saying this and why are they behaving this, and you know, and especially if you have to take care of something, you're in a leadership position somewhere, then you feel you're responsible for everything that's going on. And so I had to sit down and talk to myself and say, take a chill pill, this is not your responsibility, it's not anything you have to do, and especially don't get into looking at defects. I feel that talking that I gave myself was the most important talking to, because then I was uninfluenced by where I was walking into.
Very nice.
And who I was walking into it with. Because that's when I can experience bliss, is when I don't get influenced by company.
Yeah. And I think there's an important thing you're saying in that is we tend to find what we look for. And if we hook into looking for the defects, then we're going to find defects.
Right.
If we look for the goodness in people, we'll tend to see the goodness in people.
Exactly. Exactly. But the main thing here is if you want to experience bliss, it doesn't matter if the defect is glaringly obvious.
Uh-huh.
It's important that you don't look at it if you want to experience bliss.
Right. And labeling it by definition is giving it a definition and experience more of it. What we...
I know. And also, I always feel spot it and you got it. So
right.
If you're looking at a defect, before long, you'd be walking around with the same defect.
Ah. Actually, I suspect that people do it the other way, too. If they think they have a defect but don't want to own it, then they notice it in others.
Right, yeah, that's a possibility,
yeah,
too.
I'm always suspicious of myself if I judge someone as being too fill-in-the-blank. Because I suspect that I do that and I don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which comes definitely not a blissful moment, not a blissful situation. So discuss the role of solitude in getting bliss.
I know when I was talking to you about solitude, you said, but do I have to be alone? And what I meant by solitude really is that I have to be alone in my mind. It doesn't matter, even if I'm amidst 20,000 people.
Right.
But in my mind, I have to not get people into it.
Got it. So bliss is an inside proposition.
Right.
It's an inside job.
Right.
I
can be alone and thinking of 20 million people.
Yeah.
But if I am in 20,000 people and I'm just thinking of my original self, then I'm blissful. There's a very important actually saying, and I won't, there's a praise of Sangha of God, but I won't mention that in Sanskrit, but I'll give you the sequence in which it's said, is that first I am the truth, then I'm the living being, and then I'm the embodiment of bliss.
Uh-huh.
So that is applicable both to God and to the soul, human soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to experience bliss, I have to, in my consciousness, I have to be thinking about truth. And when I'm thinking about truth and not falsehood, when I'm aware that this is who I am and everything else
right.
is false, then I'm able to experience that bliss.
I see.
If I'm thinking of discontentment or what this person did or what that person did, then I won't be able to experience bliss.
Which, once again, that moves you to the here and the now of totally being being in a state of awareness and awaking.
Yeah,
and,
just ecstatic.
Yeah. And it is easy to get distracted from that, I would imagine. I find it easy to get distracted.
Yes,
it
is.
Because as we set up, I want this outcome, then sometimes that outcome, which is at the very best a fleeting momentary thing, is getting in the way of our peaceful mind.
Right.
The calmness that is down, as God is an ocean of fill in the blank, at the depths of it, there is a calmness of the ocean.
Yeah, you know, I always feel that in the peace that we get from experiencing God as the ocean of bliss, that initially is a peace. And then in that depth of peace, there is a sweetness to that peace that becomes bliss.
Yes.
And that, I feel, is what is happening when I go deeper and deeper into the ocean of the experience of God as the ocean of bliss.
Got it. Now, in that deeper and deeper and deeper thing reminds me of something else we discussed. And that is, you have a saying that you give, and then there's bliss. Explain that, and I think it's really worth sharing.
Like I was sharing before, I feel that, let's say someone is being disrespectful to you,
yes.
or is insulting you or defaming you. To give respect back,
mm-hmm.
initially you might fight it.
Yes.
You might think, oh, but he doesn't deserve it. How dare he do this to me? Let me give it back to him. And then you give respect.
Right.
And then the second time he again insults you, and then again you fight it and you say, no, but you know, I'm entitled to better, he shouldn't have done this. You give respect. And the third time you give respect, he does the same thing and you give respect. I feel it becomes a little easier. You think, okay, I'm going to give respect because God wants me to give respect.
Mm-hmm.
But the fourth or the fifth time you go into whatever he's doing that you are giving respect, that is when the bliss happens.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter, and because there's a victory feeling inside,
mm-hmm.
that you're not being influenced by anything that's happening outside.
Got it.
And that feeling of victory really brings that feeling of bliss.
And that's not that feeling of I'm better than him because I didn't get sucked in. It is that I am not that, and it doesn't exist in reality, my reality.
Right. Right.
Within that.
And even though it might seem like a process, it seemed like a journey to go through the whole thing, that my feeling is that journey is well worth it.
Got it.
Okay, I've experienced him or someone disrespecting me and me giving it back to them.
Right.
I've experienced that. But if I keep going through deeper into the journey, I will reach bliss. And so my suggestion is to keep going deeper into the journey of respect.
Yeah.
Or anything, any quality, to just give. Give
exactly.
a certain quality. I was using respect as an example.
Yeah. But it would be even more so than the turn the other cheek. It is, really, it's transcend as you're doing that.
Right, right.
That takes some practice, I would think.
It's not as difficult when you connect with God. As the ocean of bliss. And that's very, the two important things we have to remember here. Mm-hmm. God is the ocean of bliss, and I am junior ocean of bliss.
Very nice. And tapping into that, we have the resources we need to feel the bliss on a daily basis. That's good. Thanks, Shereen.
Thanks, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. I hope this helps you feel a little more blissful in your day. Good evening.